This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday he is planning to make a major address on continuing military aid to Ukraine. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports from Washington.
President Biden revealed he will soon be making a big speech about Ukraine.
I'm going to make the argument that it's overwhelmingly in the interest of the United States of America that Ukraine succeed.
Some House Republicans oppose spending more American money for Ukraine to fight off the Russians. Biden told reporters that worries him, but he is confident enough lawmakers in both parties support Ukraine. He also said, without elaborating, there is another means by which the government may be able to find funding for the Ukrainians. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The race to replace Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives took shape on Wednesday. Steve Scalise, the chamber's second-ranked Republican, and Jim Jordan, a leading critic of Democratic President Biden, both announced they would seek the post. The two lawmakers could be joined by several other candidates in what could be a lengthy and likely messy battle to succeed McCarthy. A rebellious group of hard-right Republicans led the effort that drove McCarthy out of the Speaker's chair in Tuesday's historic vote. It was the first time the chamber has removed its leader. Republicans have set an October 11th vote to choose a successor and are due to meet the day before to hear from their candidates. More than 75,000 employees of the U.S.-based Kaiser Permanente healthcare system began a three-day strike Wednesday. Members of the coalition of Kaiser Permanente unions are striking in California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington State. They also staged a one-day strike in Virginia and Washington, D.C. The union called the strike after the contract negotiations stalled late Tuesday. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A key complaint from those on the picket line is that understaffing is inundating workers and delaying vital care. Striking Kaiser nurse Mickey Fletchell told the AP that executives with Kaiser are not listening to frontline staff about problems with recruitment and retention.
Kaiser executives are not bargaining in good faith. They're not listening to the frontline healthcare workers, which we have here, about solutions to the Kaiser Permanente staffing shortage.
Union members say understaffing is helping Kaiser Permanente reap massive profits at the cost of patients' health. Negotiations restarted on Wednesday. The administration of President Joe Biden announced Wednesday it has waived 26 federal laws in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas to allow for construction of a wall along the border with Mexico. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
It marks the administration's first use of a sweeping executive power, often used during the Trump presidency. Starr County, Texas, is part of a busy border wall sector seeing high illegal entry. According to government data, about 245,000 illegal entries have been recorded in the region during the current fiscal year. There are only about 65,000 residents in that area. Environmental advocates say they were shocked with the Democratic administration's reversal to support the construction, arguing that the construction will run through public land and habitats of endangered plants and species. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The operator of Japan's wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant says it has begun releasing a second batch of treated radioactive wastewater into the sea after the first round of discharges ended smoothly. The plant has been inoperable since March 2011 when a 9.0 magnitude earthquake triggered a tsunami that swept across northeastern Japan before reaching Fukushima Prefecture. South Korea and China have raised objections to the release of the radioactive wastewater, with Beijing going so far as to ban seafood imports from several Japanese prefectures and putting imports from other locations through radiation testing. In sports, the Texas Rangers are advancing to the next round of U.S. Major League Baseball playoffs. Here's AP correspondent Steve Kearney.
Nathan Eovaldi pitched into the seventh inning, and Josh Young had three extra base hits as the Texas Rangers completed a two-game sweep of their American League wildcard series over Tampa Bay with a 7-1 decision. Young had two doubles and a triple on the day. He called the game a total team effort.
I mean, we have the ability to suffocate the opposing pitcher on any given night. And when we have quality at-bats 1 through 9, I know that's a lot of pressure you put on the other team.
The Rays scored just one run in the two-game series. Texas moves on to face the Baltimore Orioles in the American League Division Series beginning Saturday.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.